Here we're going to look at the page load method in default.aspx.cs, and we're going to extract out the authorization code. So if we come down here, page load is fairly long. I'll just scroll on through it. There you go. So we're going to just work on refactoring part of it. Over time, it would be desirable to remove different pieces of it, the redirect code, the authorization code, and other pieces into their own separate responsibilities. For now, we're focusing on authorization. So this first part here is about performing redirects and determining whether we're in discuss mode, whether we're viewing code, those types of things. If we come down a bit farther, this is where we're actually dealing with the auth checker and finding out whether a user can perform certain actions. So we're going to do this the long way. First thing we're going to do is we're going to come into core, and we're going to create, we're going to say add, we're going to add new class. Visual Studio is going to think about it for a minute. Called authorization services.cs. And what we're going to want to turn this into from a client side perspective, so client being the code behind page that's going to be using this, is something along the lines of new authorization services. And we're going to say authorization services. Services equals okay, and just being informed here that it's an internal class and it's in a separate project in the core project. So I'm going to turn this into a public class. So now we're all happy, and we're going to want to make a call such as authorization services dot, and we're going to want to say retrieve current status for the current page. Current page, you'll notice, is defined up here. And we're going to assign this to a variable called current capabilities status. And we're going to call this current user, and we'll have a look at why we're calling this current user. So we don't have this current capability status, so let's copy this. It's going to be living over in core as well. So I'm going to go ahead, add another class. There we go. And we also need to add this method. So we're going to come over to authorization services and add a public method. And it's going to return current capabilities status, free status for, and it's going to take the current page, which let's just have a quick look, is a page info object. So page info, call page info. So we need to reference that page info. And we need to go ahead and go to, this needs to be a public class. Okay. And finally, just complete the method and then return new current capabilities. And we'll see what we're going to do with this in just a second. So that is all, that will all compile now. Let me just collapse the Solution Explorer so that we can see a bit more of this. I personally prefer using the var keyword. I can already see this is an authorization services here. Same thing with current capabilities. I'll just go ahead and use var. Shortens it up, a bit easier to see. So now what we want to do is we want to take all of this authorization code and move it over into the authorization services. So let's, as I said, we're doing this the manual way. So we're going to cut that out. We are going to then paste it over here. Okay. And we are going to, we need that current page, which is going to be a page info. Actually, easiest thing to do here is just rename our parameter coming in. And the next thing that we're going to want to do is actually, we'll call this, this is going to be our status up here. I'll just say our status equals current capability status. And we're going to initialize this with all of the various properties. So I'm going to need a can view on here. So I'm going to create a public bool property can view and get set. And then here I can say status.canView. And then I want to do the same thing with can edit and can edit with approval. So I'm going to say status.canEdit with approval equals can edit with approval. I'll come back and fix that in just a second. Can edit equals can edit. All right, so we're going to go back over to the current capabilities and we'll say public bool can edit get set public bool can edit with approval get set. Okay. Oh, I notice here that I need to move. I'm modifying the can edit with approval, so I want to make sure that's up a bit higher. So I'm going to basically set a bunch of statuses. I then need to have can download attachments. You'll see this is going to be fairly manual. I'm going to just duplicate that row using a Control D from Visual Studio. Okay, let's go back here. Can set permissions. Public bool can set permissions. Get set. Grab the casing there. Okay, duplicate again. Can admin. Back and forth. Can view discussion, so I just have to go through and just repeat this process for each of those Boolean flags that I want. Can post discussion. And lastly, can manage discussion. Okay, so we got our current capabilities. Don't need any of these namespaces here. And what I need to do now is set the properties on the object. Now I could set these in the constructor. Right now I'm going to just set them with get set properties. It's really up to you how you want to do it. Sometimes it's often nice to have immutable objects where everything's set at the beginning. Okay, I can see we've got some unused namespaces up here. Clean that up. And if I go over to my default.aspx.page.cs, if I look at my code behind, I've got a bunch of compile errors. So now what I need to do is I need to say, okay, current user dot, let's try it again, can view. Okay, that's gonna work now. And now I can, and you can see why I've called this variable coming back. This is capabilities, current user, because I get this nice readable sentence. Current user can view. So if not, current user can view. So if the current user can't view, then send an access denied. here I'm going to, I want to get current user. Can download attachments. Can edit with approval. And I just have to manually go through. Okay. All right. So make sure everything compiles now. Okay, build succeeded. Now, if we go ahead and view this page, default page in the browser, should work as before. We haven't changed anything. We haven't fundamentally changed the behavior. We've refactored it. We've taken a lot of code that was in the page load and moved it into a class that has defined responsibility, figuring out the authorization for the user. Now we're free to change this, refactor this code here to our heart's content without affecting the code behind for default. We can then use authorization services in the code behind for the edit.aspx page and others. We've removed that duplicate code that was infecting our code base. Let's go ahead and run the build from the command line to make sure that our refactorings haven't broken anything. Before I started this refactoring, I ran a build and everything was successful. So now we're going to go ahead, run it again. This will actually clean out the temporary directory, compile the website, run the ASP.NET compiler, and run all of the unit tests against the site. So off it goes, busily compiling. Now, one of the purposes of the refactoring is to move some of the logic out of the code behinds. Code behinds are one of the worst places to have logic because it's difficult to test. You need an acceptance style test to test a code behind because you need a real web browser, you need a real web server, in this case Cassini, and a real database, potentially, all set up so that you can test, in effect, whether authorization works. By doing this refactoring, extracting the authorization services out of the code behind, we now have an independent class that can be simply tested just by creating an instance in memory, changing user permissions, and seeing what the results are, seeing whether we get the expected results back from the authorization services without having a full ASP.NET pipeline spun up. Now, why is the ASP.NET pipeline a problem? It's because of the request and response objects. They contain a lot of data in them, and it's really hard to fake them out. The ASP.NET web forms isn't really geared towards testability from that point of view, where you can just substitute in a different request and response instance and verify that everything works. It's somewhat possible, but very, very difficult, very, very error prone, and very, very fragile. So you're much better off keeping your code behind pages as light as possible, really just delegating to some other class that is much more testable. In a later article, we are going to be looking at the MVP pattern, the model view presenter pattern. Here we can see the web form tests coming up. We'll look at the model view present, how to refactor some of this code to a model view presenter pattern. Trying to catch a web page coming. There we go. There's our Watton test running. And that pushes, model view presenter pushes the majority of the logic into a presenter, and the ASP.NET page is really a really dumb view that doesn't do much of anything. And the advantage there is that all of a sudden our code is much more testable. We can test the presenter because it's normal class, and the hard test pieces, the code behinds, really don't do anything of import. So our tests have run. Everything succeeded, so that's good news. Our refactoring hasn't broken anything. We'll look at MVP in a later article, but for now, our refactoring is good. We can continue. We can move on to look at different parts of the default.aspx page, moving some of that redirect logic to its own dedicated class, looking at other pieces of this code to move out into more easily testable places. If the code is more easily tested, it's easier to evolve and maintain over time. So that's it for this basic refactoring. Continue reading, and we'll come back and look at this again using some tools to help us.